Success is what you do for others. Success is what you do for others. Our life is an absolute success in itself, because everything we are, everything we do, is already complete, is already wonderful, is already magnificent, is already outstanding. That's our life. Our life is already fulfilled in every possible way. There's nothing we can add to our life. There's nothing we can make to our life that is better. But then, when we touch the lives of others, that's when we have been a success. Now, we're taught that we're not supposed to worry about touching the lives of others, and we're not supposed to worry about being concerned to what we have done for others. Well, that's true, and it's false. If we are living in ourself and being wonderful beings in ourself, if we are being ideal beings in ourself, then we'll find that all those around us, all the others around us, are ideal. For all the others around us are a reflection of who we are. And if we are beautiful, loving, if we are unconditionally loving, if we are fabulous people ourselves, all the people around us will be fabulous people. There will be no conflicts around us. There will be no wars around us. There will be no illnesses. There will be no unhappiness. There will only be a balanced, harmonious life for everyone, because everyone will be our reflection, and we have a balanced, harmonious life ourselves. Now you say, don't we wish? Okay. If that's going to be your attitude, don't we wish, then you might as well get off the boat right now, because you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to achieve or accomplish anything as long as you have the attitude, don't we wish? You're saying it is not true that your life is peaceful. You're saying it is not true that your life is whole and healthy. You're saying it's not true that your life is abundant, that you have infinite abundance to accomplish anything you want to do. You're independently wealthy. It's not true that you're independently wealthy. You see, this is what happens when we get all mixed up inside of ourselves and we forget who we are. We forget that we are divine. We forget that we are wonderful. We forget that all is good in this world. All is very good, for we have created it out of our inner self. Everything in our world is created by ourselves, by who we are. Everything is created by who we are. Now, who are we? Who are we? Who are we in this world? Who are we living in this world? What kind of people are we? Are we happy people? I'm independently wealthy. I'm surrounded by harmonious beings. I am loving at all times, unconditionally loving of myself and everybody in my world. Is that who you are? That's who you're divinely designed to be. That's who you're divinely designed to represent in your life, being your ideal self. Oh, yes, that's who you are. Now, do you want to be that way? Do you want to be wonderful, divine, fantastic in every way? Well, if you do, then it means that you're going to get to work. And you're going to put into work all those things that are abundant, all those things that are wonderful, all those things that are fantastic. You're going to put into motion all those things that are the truth about you. Now, what is the truth about you? Are you divine? If you say for 1 second that you're divine, then everyone on the face of the earth is divine. If you say for 1 second that you are a loving person, you are unconditionally loving, you look at everyone and you love the bejabbers out of them, then everyone in the world is unconditionally loving and wonderful in every way, shape, and form. We cannot call ourselves good and call anyone else not good. So we are doing it for others. We are doing it for others. Success is what you do for others. And when you do anything for yourself, you are doing it for others. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. We don't let George do it. We don't let somebody else bring peace on earth. We don't let somebody else bring balance and harmony into our lives. We bring it into our lives ourselves. We bring balance and harmony into our lives ourselves by everything that we do, by every attitude that we have, by every thought that we think, by every attitude that's in our world, in our life, and now that's all that matters. That's all that matters, because nothing else makes any difference in our world except to be ourselves and have fun. Now, you be yourself and have fun. Live your life so beautifully, so harmoniously, so wonderfully, so fabulously that everything you do is good and very good. Of course, success is what you do for others, because the others are the indication of how successful you are. If you are a success and you look at others and see them a success, they are a success because you are a success. If you look at others and see them healthy and wealthy and happy, it's because you look at yourself and you see yourself healthy, wealthy, and happy. If you look at others and see them in a world where all their dreams are fulfilled, it's because your dreams are fulfilled. Why do you think there are entrepreneurs all around us? Why do you think there are geniuses all around us? Why do you think the world is filled with magical beings? Why do you think so? You think that way because that is the way it is. That is the way all life is. All the world is a reflection of us. And so when we see the world as success, that success is what you do for others. Your success in understanding yourself and claiming yourself and naming yourself and being yourself, that is the success you shower upon your world, and you shower upon everyone in your world, and they don't have to take it or not take it. They are it if you are it. If you are successful, they are successful. If you are happy, they are happy. If you are joyful, they are joyful. If you are fantastic in every way, they are fantastic in every way. It's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. Now, do you believe that for yourself? Do you know that for yourself? Do you enjoy that for yourself? Are you happy with that for yourself? Well, that's all that it takes, and that's all that it makes, and that's all that there is. Start working today by seeing success in yourself, and that success you see in yourself, you see in every being on the face of the earth. The success that you see in yourself, you're doing it for others because they are your reflection. And the more you can reflect success in your world, the more you reflect success in all the world about you. The more you reflect success, the more wonderful, the more fabulous, the more glorious that you are. Yes, that's what it's all about. It's nothing more than that, nor anything less than that. Success is what you do for others. Think about it. Think about it. It's not that you're making them successful. It's that they are your mirror. And so if you are successful, they are shining back that success to you. They are your mirror. They are your mirror. You can't get away from it. You can't ignore it. They are your mirror. And as you are wonderful, good, beautiful, happy, harmonious, peaceful, joyful, and every good thing, they are your mirror. There now is peace on earth, and it began with me. There now is abundance everywhere on earth, and it began with me. There now is energy available for every use that any of us could ever have, and it began with my thought. It began with my dream. It began with my concern for this fact in my life, and it will be that way forevermore. Success is what you do for others. So let's join in that successful mood now and do it for others by first doing it for ourselves. And then the world is our reflection, and they will reflect back all the success that we are. Have a lovely day, you wonderful, fabulous, successful people. I love you. I love you. I love you.